So there was this guy who accidentally sent all 12 of his emergency contacts on his phone a picture of him nude.
I don't have that many emergency contacts, too, by the way. That's a lot. That's a lot in your circle.
Yeah, it is. It is. So when did you accidentally send a nude to someone? Already got a message from a listener who wants to remain anonymous, says, I accidentally dropped a link in a group chat. That was to my personal naughty site.
Why do you have a personal naughty site?
That's another question.
Uh-huh.
says, I was trying to link some knit sweaters.
That's different.
And I'm the only woman on the site. My one friend caught it before I could delete it. She flooded me with LOL.
Wow. And that is when your little secret got out.
That's when your little secret got out.
Yeah, I'm guessing she wasn't like sharing that with her friends.
Probably not.
Mandy said, I accidentally sent a nude with my puppy peeing in the corner of the room in the background, LOL. That's fun. That's a nice little bonus. It's like a little present you see in the background.
Oh, shoot, that's funny.
Uh-huh.
Jenny said, thank God Snapchat lets you delete snaps before they're open because I would have accidentally made a group chat really awkward.
Ooh. Oh. Okay.
Well, what did you do?
Thank you for not elaborating. I think we needed that picture painted.
These are the accidental nudes that accidentally get sent.
Oh, Angie, not a nude, but accidentally sent a sassy text to my boss thinking I was talking to my husband.
Oop.
He sent back, I don't think this was meant for me. I sent him the biggest apology ever. We never spoke about it ever, 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 ever again. Like, yeah, I don't think that he could, really. I mean, how do you bring that back up?
Yeah, it's like on a scale of a sassy level, was it a 1? Was it a 10? Like a, I want to do this to you sort of thing? Or
feel like when it's your boss, anything like 1 or above is going to be bad. That's what I think. Hannah says, I can't believe you're talking about this because something happened to me last week. I was sending my application into a potential employer and was attaching my CV and a headshot to the email.
CV is like the resume.
Okay.
Resume.
And I realized too late that the headshot wasn't my professional headshot, but a boudoir picture I had done for my husband. I was mortified, immediately sent a retraction with the correct photo, but the damage had already been done, and I haven't received a call back.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. And listen, I wouldn't take that as a reflection that the picture is bad. I would take that as, well, that's just inappropriate.
That's my headshot.
And we can't.
That's just my headshot.
Okay.
You know, that was the last time I paid for someone to professionally photograph me.
Professional photos.
So
exactly.
I just wanted to make sure everybody knew.
Got it.
Oh, this is crazy.
Wardrobe didn't cost much either because there wasn't much there.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get to a couple more. Accidentally sending those sassy photos.
Inappropriate pics, yes.
Sure, sure,
or
sure.
Text messages.
Yeah. Trina said, sent to the wrong person? No. Posted on my Facebook feed? Yes. A few family members unfriended me, got a few DMs asking if I realized what I had done, and two DMs asking if I had more.
Oh, well. Then, not family before you ask, in parentheses.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Got unfriended.
Yeah.
By family members.
All right, last one. And this one from someone, again, who wants to remain anonymous, says, I have one that haunts me. When Instagram first came out, like before I had ever heard anyone talking about it, I thought it was a new photo editing app that let you put cool filters on your phone pictures.
Oh, no.
Kept a little album for you.
Oh, like no one could see it.
Like any normal photo editing app would do.
Sure.
Keep in mind, back then, there wasn't really social media centered around photos, so I had no concept of that. I took some nudes, little filters on them, sent them to my boyfriend, didn't think anything of it. Months later, I got a text from a kind ex saying, hey, did you know you're on Instagram and everyone can see them?
That's not what he said.
And he said, did you know your cute little boobies are on Instagram and everyone can see them? I was mortified, LOL. Apparently, he could find my profile because it recommended him via some contacts or something. And so, anyways, to add insult to injury, I wasn't signed into the account anymore. And I was desperately trying to remember what email and password would let me back in.
No, months. Oh, and this is obviously before they had refined their community standards.
That's funny.
There at the Instagram.
That is funny. Yeah, I was kind of under the same boat. Thankfully, didn't do any of that, post any sassy photos. But like, I had no idea that other people could see it when Instagram first came out. I just thought it was like, again, kind of like this person thought it was a photo editing tool.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden, I started getting like likes on things. And I was like, oh, I got to
didn't read the description of the app before you downloaded it. Like, well, I knew with your friends.
Yeah. I didn't. Followers. I mean, you know, again, just read the subject line.
Gotcha.
All right. Good stories. Thank you for that.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.